Johannesburg City Mayor Park Style recently delivered his State of the City address, the last in his current term. The mayor has been at the helm of the city for the past 5 years, having been elected in 2011. He used his address to highlight some of his team's achievements and future plans. This morning, we welcome Mayor Park Style on Radio Islam to speak about his term of office and the challenges he faced. Good morning, Mayor, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you very much, Yusuf.
Thank you for joining us. You are at the end of your current term. Overall, what do you see as your biggest achievement?
Well, I think it's our focus on development, on ensuring that we're able to generate the necessary resources to focus on developing our city. You know that the city of Johannesburg is driving the most ambitious capital investment program in the country. We announced in 2012 that we would want to invest over 100 billion rand in infrastructure in the city of Johannesburg over 10 years. And we're well on track in terms of implementing that. And what makes us proud is the fact that we generate 70% of that capital investment from our own resources. This would range from the surpluses we generate and also the loans and bonds that we raise in the debt capital market. So from an infrastructure investment point of view, you can see the number of large infrastructure programs that we're implementing. The second is about focusing on youth development. We introduced what is a very elaborate youth development program, the Vulindlela program, where young people are able to register on a mobile site, get to be contacted, their profile taken, and they are channeled into different types of opportunities, both in the public sector but also in the private sector.
Yes, so there's been developments on various fronts. Now, one of the things that come up, you know, when we promote ourselves as a first-class city or world-class African city, many people begin to wonder and they say, but where is that world-class African city when we have so many problems such as potholes, litter, billing problems, etc., etc., etc.? What do you believe makes us a special city?
Well, firstly, we are a cosmopolitan city that continues to attract in excess of 10,000 people every month that come to the city of Johannesburg in search of opportunity. And they see Johannesburg as a city that creates those levels of opportunities. And these opportunities, as I said, range from both public and private sector opportunities. And this is a city that continues to attract people and is able to tap into the knowledge, capabilities, and entrepreneurship of all the people. In reality, when you position Johannesburg in the international sphere and you say which is the most visited city on the African continent, it is Johannesburg, which is the city voted the most inspirational city on the African continent, it is Johannesburg. So we have positioned ourselves as a world-class African city. That does not discount the fact that we continue with the needing to invest massive levels of minus in infrastructure development and in replenishing our infrastructure. But that is a challenge that most cities confront.
Yeah, so it's all looking at things in perspective and the various angles. Are you concerned about the increase in service delivery protests and the fact that it's getting more violent as we move closer to the local government elections?
In many ways, we find that communities are using the opportunity to bargain, using the elections as an opportunity to bargain. We had an experience recently in Hopefield, right next to Annadale, where people were saying, well, yes, you're developing and creating and providing electricity in Lodley, but the reality is that we require electricity in Hopefield, which is less than a kilometer away. So people use this as an opportunity to bargain, and we think we accept it. I do become concerned at the level of the violence that sometimes is associated with the protest because that affects other people. I think that people do have a right to express themselves and protest. It is a democratic country that should welcome the means of people expressing themselves and demanding access to services. But as I said, our reality is that we are attracting in excess of 10,000 people, so we're dealing with an ever-increasing backlog.
The ANC, especially President Jacob Zuma, has gone through some tough times over the past year. Do you still believe in the ANC?
When I'm a member of the African National Congress, I do believe that the policies of the ANC are what has put us where we are as a country in terms of our stability, in terms of the trajectory of building a non-racial united country, notwithstanding the challenges that we have. And I do think that any organization goes through a bit of a dip. We probably are going through that dip right now. But we should be able to recover and focus on the policies and implement those, which is at least what we're doing in the city of Joburg.
What were the major challenges that you faced over the past 5 years?
The first is, as I said, the levels of urbanization brings increased informality. So you have an increase in the number of people that live in informality. And this would range from informal settlements to backyard shack dwellers to people living in slum-like conditions in the inner city. That is the major pressure point. The second is more the operational issues. One of the issues that we've been focusing on as an organization is how do we improve the operational performance of the organization, where dealing with customer queries is done with the swiftness and the level of turnaround times that is acceptable to all the residents of the city of Joburg.
How will the city address the issues of unemployment, poverty, food security, the problems of housing, etc., going forward? What is your plan in that regard?
Well, the first with regards to economic access is about breaking down barriers to entry. And as I said, the Vulindlela Literacy Program is about removing barriers to entry for young people. In many ways, this is about getting them closer to where the job opportunities are. So we've got 250 companies that we've partnered with that are able to create jobs for young people and say that entry-level jobs are available. We prepare them with our partners for those jobs. So that's one important issue. The second is about creating opportunities through the massive open online varsity program that we're running. So we're using an increasing number of our libraries as centers from which young people can gain access to world-class university education from international universities on a massive open online platform, which is a facilitated learning program that takes place. And that creates opportunities for these young people to gain access to skill and therefore break down barriers to opportunity. We also are driving the Josie at Work program, where we engage communities to provide community-based services on behalf of the municipality. So we're contracting directly with our community. Now, I should say food security has been an important issue for us as the city of Joburg. We've got, for example, in Akenhof, a farm program that we're running, where we've got cooperatives that are doing urban agriculture programs that create produce. But not only are we looking at urban agriculture, we're also looking at home-based agriculture and supporting home-based agriculture programs for food security in the household. So we're looking at a comprehensive set of interventions from a food security point of view, including the food bank that we're running at our fresh produce market that looks at the most indigent people in our community.
Mayor, there are many who believe that the ANC may lose Johannesburg in the local government elections to opposition parties. Are you concerned about the loss of support for the party in the region?
Well, our view is that the ANC would continue to win the city of Johannesburg. We are not arrogant and certainly not complacent about it, but we believe that on the basis of our track record and the work that we've been doing in the city of Johannesburg, groundbreaking in many ways, that the people of Johannesburg would continue to vote for the ANC in Johannesburg.
All the best for the upcoming elections. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.